Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, it's your man Beach Bump Gun. Welcome to the off ramp on this lovely March 21st, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern. Got a big announcement coming up. Hopefully we'll be able to make it and tell y'all tomorrow. Please feel free to call in 646-915-8680. Of course, on the off ramp you can talk about anything: love, relationships, sports, politics, whatever you want. This is the show that gives you a voice. Make sure you let your voice be heard. Don't let anybody deter you. Got my co-host on here tonight, M Extra Money. Save it up to the people.
What's good, good people? Hope everybody's chilling home, watching tournament, relaxing from your one day at work.
All right. Got a special guest with us tonight, my man Hove, all the way from AZ. What up?
What's good? What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Welcome to the off-ramp. Glad to see you back again, man. We need to get you on here more often, man. But I know you're a busy man running a couple businesses, so always glad to have your presence. Got a couple different topics we want to get tonight. First topic, fellas, of course, is the tournament. Man, you know, it hasn't been too crazy, but, you know, it's been a lot of good games today. I don't know about anybody else, but working my
regular 95.
What?
It could have got crazy. It was a couple of near upsets, but the higher seed prevailed in most cases.
Yeah, that's why I just said it could have got crazy. You know? That's what I just said. You know? Why are you repeating what I'm saying?
Because I was agreeing. Relax.
So how y'all brackets looking so far? Hove, you got a bracket that's out there?
Man, I didn't even do a bracket this year, man.
Yeah. Keep laying it low.
Wow. Well, nah, you know, when I found out my grandpa died, I kind of stepped off and then just didn't fill one out because I was headed back to Jersey.
Yeah, but definitely sorry to hear that, man. Blessings, the off-ramp blessings go out to your grandpa. If I had some Tupac or some Biggie, I'd spin it, but I ain't got it on the thing right now. But, you know,
I appreciate it.
Would you say?
Pretty sure he doesn't want to hear Tupac or Biggie, but.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's all about the effort, man. It's all about the effort. It's all for good intentions.
It's a thought. The thought that counts.
Hey, M Extra Money, how's your bracket looking?
Oh, man. Took some lumps, but I'm still strong. But I did take some lumps, though. Took some lumps. I took a shot on Davidson, and they let me down. And, what else? Oh, UNLV, man. They let me down, too, man. Cal came out swinging there. They couldn't match him, man. Other than that, I think I'm good.
Yeah, I had UNLV, too. They let me down. I was struggling with that pick, too, man, because I still don't believe in the Pac-12, but I don't believe in the Mountain West Conference, too. I mean, Gonzaga almost lost to Southern. That was a good game, man. That's it. And that's a, you know what I mean? I don't know. What conference is Southern? I just refer to them as the black schools, the HBCUs. I think they're in the SWAC. But
you might be right. I'm not even 100% sure, man.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, the tournament's definitely getting interesting. It looks like if you'd have went chalk today, you probably would have made it out. I didn't have too many upsets. So I think my bracket might still be in good shape. I know Pittsburgh, man. I thought they were going to – that Big East, I had all faith in the Big East squad, man, and Wichita State came in and beat they face in.
Yeah, that was another one that hurt me.
Then Bucknell was giving Butler a good little run there. You know, good old Patriot League school. Used to play them in football a lot, you know what I mean? But Butler, you know, he can't – Stevens is a hell of a coach, man. Not sure why he's still at Butler.
Yeah,
and then,
got faith.
The work. Say that again.
Say you got faith. You got faith in the squad, man. They probably giving them big love over there, Butler.
Yeah, and the biggest move. Yeah, and that VCU game, man. They beat Akron 70-34. So I guess my question to y'all is, if everything's so based on a tournament, let me see what your opinions on this. Does the regular season in college basketball mean anything anymore? Hov, what you think?
I mean, only to get into the tournament. That's it. Like, outside of that, it doesn't mean nothing. Like, I've watched all these dudes on Bracketology pick Louisville and who's the other team? Louisville and Kansas, a couple of teams to win the tournament, and I'm looking at the stats. Like, my squad, Duke, beat both of them. But regular season means nothing, man. It's all about March. You play in the regular season as a mid-major or a lower-level team so that you can get yourself in a position to get in the tournament. But, you know, the top three or four teams in each of the big conferences, the regular season doesn't matter. It's what they do in March.
What you think, Metra?
Yeah, I mean, I got to agree with Hov, man. I think it's kind of real disappointing, especially when they got, like, the RPI, the strength of schedules, all this other stuff. And then you got a team that's not even 500, got double-digit losses because they win a conference championship. They automatically in the tournament. And so I don't like that fact. I think that should be looked at, examined, and it should go for, like, the regular season champion as opposed to the conference champion. And then let the conference champion get, like, something like be competing for an at-large bid, but not have an automatic bid. I think the regular season champ should be the automatic bid, and then the conference champion should be all looked at as, like, an at-large team to get in. That's how I feel about it. So.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. It wouldn't be a bad idea. I mean, that's probably the best idea you've ever came up with, that extra money. I wouldn't mind. I mean, the regular season doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, it's just a way to showcase your talent, get people some money. You know what I mean? But like you said, if you win your tournament in March, then you automatically get in the tournament. If you lose less than 10 games, there's a good chance you're going to get in the dance. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, teams like, not Wichita State, but teams like Akron, I don't even know how they get into the tournament. I guess just because they win their conference. But I don't understand how
these
teams
are.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand how they're not, like, 16 seeds. Like, how is Akron and Oregon the same seed? You know, it's just the seeding just doesn't make sense to me. Maybe I don't know enough about the sport, but common sense to say your one seeds are your best seeds, your two seeds are your next best seeds, and go from there on down. There's no way Akron and Oregon are on the same level as 12 seeds. And
not
Virginia is sitting home. So,
I agree.
But you know what I mean? But so should we get rid of the March Madness? Should we get rid of the tournament? Should we change something else to make the regular season mean anything? Because college football regular season means so much. And that's why, you know, you can watch college football from, you know, August to December. And every week is exciting. Where college basketball, you don't need to watch it, but for 1 week.
Can't get rid of the tournament. Don't like that idea.
Yeah,
so
no, you can't get rid of the tournament. You got to, you got to add more teams. You got to add, you can add, where are we at now? 68 teams total?
Yeah.
I think the plan was them to get to, and the overall plan was to get to like 72 or some number up there like that. But I think that's the only way is you gotta add more teams. You got like you said, teams like Virginia. I mean, they said that the tournament committee looked at things a little differently this year than they have in past years, where they weren't worried about who you beat, but it was all about who you lost to that got your seeding and got you into the dance. So. Everybody kind of got surprised because that's not how they've been doing it. But, you know, that's a good point because I think the tournament committee actually was working to try to make the regular season more important. So they snubbed a lot of ACC teams who lost to a bunch of other trash teams, and that's what kept them out of the tournament. So, I mean, I think they tried to do it, but I think until you open up the pot to a couple more teams, there's always going to be those snubs, those teams that you feel like shouldn't get in. But once you're in, everybody's got a chance.
So yep. Doesn't that – go ahead, Maxtra.
No, I was just agreeing. But I don't know how far you can go with it. I just think that you should just kind of make it tougher and actually take the values that you use to calculate it and make them mean really something. Like my whole contention, I think I said it the other day, like I don't understand how you can have the number overall, number one strength of schedule, you can have the number one RPI and get a second seed over someone who has like a double, like the 30th something RPI and strength of schedule, like double digits. Like, not even single digits, like the Gonzaga. I don't understand how Duke did not get the number one seed. Especially who they beat, who got the overall number one seed. They beat them. You know what I mean? Beat the other number one seed and have number one strength of schedule, number one RPI, and get a second seed. That's just, like I said, it just doesn't make sense. So I don't know what you can change. But this ranking don't make sense, though.
But y'all are just making changes to the tournament. I'm trying to make changes to the regular season. Is there anything that we can do to the regular season to make it worth anything? Because right now, the regular season means nothing.
Yeah, I don't know.
We just lost Hove. That's what happens when you get that Frog Wireless.
I think my idea about making a regular season champion automatic bid, I think that puts a little bit more weight on the regular season then. Because people think, because you know what I mean, like you can play for fourth and then and all of a sudden just get on a hot streak, like Carolina, you know what I mean, third in the conference, but like if they would have won the ACC, they would have got an automatic bid, you know what I mean? Or it seemed like NC State catch fire, and you know what I mean, when they been losing in all season, but they catch fire in the tournament, win three games, and then all of a sudden they automatic bid. So, and then they shine like somebody like Miami.
True. Well, enough of the tournament. Let's get on some off-ramp topics. Got a couple of topics. I didn't get to discuss this with you yesterday. M Extra Hove, I love to hear your input. Yo, I'm doing a little survey. What girl shows do you watch that you only watch with your wife, but that you secretly enjoy? Oh, what you got? I'll let you think for a minute, Hope. M Extra, what you got?
Real Housewives.
Ain't there like 20 of them shows?
I don't know. They're like they're interesting. Some of them just the money that they be having, especially ones in Hollywood. And then I watch Atlanta just because they got that cast of characters are pretty funny. But, yeah, she got me watching that. I only watch it with her. And, you know, it's one of those, like, mutually, like, things that I just, like, all right, I'll watch one of your shows to try to take interest in what she's doing. I kind of got addicted to it.
So do you be reminding her, like, yo, you know, it's like 8 o'clock, it's about to come on?
No, I mean, we DVR it. So it's kind of like with our shows. I have my shows I record. She has her shows she record. My shows I watch. Whenever her shows we watch, and then we have our together shows. And so before, it was like all she watching Real Housewives. Now it's kind of like she ain't watching them without me now. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's real cute. Y'all be sharing like popcorn and putting the same hand in the popcorn, buttery popcorn. Herb, what you got?
The only ones we used to watch used to be Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice, but she's moved on. I don't even watch them with her anymore. But those were the only two that we really watched together. Like sometimes I'll just sit and let her watch her show and watch it with her. But nothing that we watch religiously anymore, except for I don't even know if we watch anymore religiously, honestly. Except for now, we just been watching the Bible. That's about the only one we watch.
Oh, yo! So you seen the Bible show?
I watched
all
last
of them
night,
except
John,
for the last hour of the third one.
Oh,
yo,
he wouldn't have seen it then. He wouldn't have seen it.
Oh man!
What part? Wait, what part?
The devil. Did you see the devil?
Where?
Ray, did you see the devil in the Bible?
Nah, I don't think I saw that part then.
Yeah.
At what part
was
it?
Second hour. It's the second hour. You didn't get to that part.
Yeah, Jesus wasn't born yet.
Oh yeah, so yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
you only missed an hour and Jesus still ain't there yet? Good Lord.
Well, I probably watched about an hour and 20 minutes of it. Like, Joseph and Mary.
He came at the end. So you didn't see it. I just watched it last night. That's the reason why I know. That's why I remember, basically.
We got a call on line from 301. What up? You on the half rant?
What's going on, fellas? Decided to come on and see how y'all are doing with this show. Heard a little bit of it before about this drug stuff.
LBB is in the building.
Stop that mess.
LBB. So, yeah, we were just talking about it. We got on a couple different topics. But, yeah, since I got the four of y'all, we got 14 minutes left. Hope, when you see the end of the Bible series, let me know if the devil looks like Barack Obama, yo, because that was a big thing. But, you know what I mean? I want to see what you say. Yo, since I got four of y'all on the line, good topic. You got 14 minutes left. What if you had a gay child, LBB? What's your reaction?
What if I had a gay child?
Yes.
From Africa.
He sailed on the straw all the way from the ocean blue, and he came out gay. What would you do?
Of course, naturally, I'm going to be disappointed if my child gay, but if that's the only thing, and my child I'm going to be honest.
Hey, that's what it's about. I ain't judging you. Just laughing.
Exactly. I'm going to be a little disappointed. But if my child is healthy, if my child, you know, is, you know, still likes other things in life, I mean, I can get over that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I can't judge on who they like or, you know, what gender they like.
But you'll just be disappointed.
Yeah. Did you just say which end do they like?
Hey, yeah, I said which gender. So if they
didn't say which end. I was gonna say I just disrespectful. Hey, M, extra money. What would you do, yo? Your child turns out to be gay.
I wouldn't do anything, but love them and support them like I've been doing. Like, I mean, I think at this age and age, I'd rather my girls, and I got girls too, so I'd rather her be happy than deal with a knucklehead dude that's just going to cause her pain all the time, every 6 months. You know what I'm saying?
Man's opinion don't count. You know, he got girls.
Hey, Herb,
you throw his opinion out the door. You got boys. What would you do if your son turned out to be gay?
Man, we might sit down and talk about it, man. I need to understand what's the problem.
Hold on.
I might just sit down with the pastor, you know, get the pastor involved, man. We got to talk.
But, hold on, you really think a talk is going to change a person's viewpoint on what they naturally feel is who they are?
I need to understand what's going on, KB. I need to get an understanding of the situation. I can't just chalk it up without having to talk about it.
Hey, hold on, y'all. I got another call on the line. We got a call from 757 VA. What up? You on the off rant?
Hey, what's up, man? This is WB, man. I don't know, man. KB talking. We on the gay stuff. I don't know, bro. I just don't know. I think it's in the bar. I think it's in the reverend. I think it's in the stripper club.
So what would you do? Yo, you gonna tell your child that he can't be gay, yo? Or you gonna be like, yeah, you can hold hands with your boyfriend, but you can't kiss him in my presence?
I don't even know, bro. I think the stripper or something. Like, I don't know. Like, are you sure?
Take it to a strip club and figure out if he's sure.
Wow. Yeah, you gonna take him to the strip club, make a rate, get him some black bands, and you'll see if his dick y'all or not, yeah.
I'm gonna go somewhere, man.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Yeah, man, it's a definitely tough situation. The reason why I brought the subject, it was a story in the news that me and Mr. Righteous was talking about yesterday how, Hope dropped off again. But anyways, a story in the news about how a child, a kid who was, I guess he's in high school, was on the phone with his boyfriend in his room talking about, yeah, he's going to finally come out to his parents and he's been stressing over this situation. He doesn't know how they're going to handle it, and his dad overheard it and wrote him a note. It was like, look, I've known you were gay since you were six, so you don't have anything to come out, you know what I mean? Just make sure you pick up some eggs and some milk. I love you, and I think you and your boyfriend look cute together. Now, I think I'm a very open type of person. I'm one of them believers that, you know what I mean, you're born gay. Like, I've met enough gay people in my life where they all said, you know what I mean, that they didn't choose to be gay, they were just born with it. And I take my own personal stance and say I never chose to be straight. I tell a story all the time, you know what I mean? I just saw some titties my meat got hard, so that's what I liked. So I don't know if it's the same thing that happens with gay dudes or not. But I don't know if I can live, like, if my son, if I catch my son boning a woman in the house, I'm going to be upset, but there's going to be a part of me that's going to be like, hey, man, I'm proud of you, son. Knock it out the box. You know what I mean? Do like your daddy does. Put a leg up. You know what I mean? But, like, if I know if my son might be knocking another dude off in the house, I might punch both of them in their face.
You can't do that.
The only dick that should be out in the house is mine. But now it's like my son's dick and another random person's dick in my house. Like, this is the chance we would all be tussling, yo.
Come on, man.
No, I mean, that's what happened. Think about it. If you walk in, you can walk in on your son having sex with a girl, like, yo, what are you doing? Get dressed. Little girl, you got to go home. You shouldn't be disrespecting the house. If you walk in a house and your son is humping another dude, better yet, what if another dude is humping your son?
Oh, yo, that's a problem. That'd be a problem. That'd be a problem. That'd be a problem.
Can't do it, son.
And your son talking about, dad, get out, close the door.
Nah, son. I'm talking about that.
That's a problem.
Because I'm going to walk his ass and the dude's ass. Then you get grounded an additional 2 months. Nah.
What is grounding going to do,
though? Yeah,
what do you mean grounding? I will figure something out for my reason of grounding them.
Hey, hold on, y'all. We can't all talk at the same time. Hove asked LBB what would ground them do. Go ahead, LBB.
First off, ain't no LBB over here. I'm grounding the kid after I whoop his ass and the little boy that he was messing with because, nah, you ain't going to be doing that in the household. Especially you going to be taking it? Nah, son. That ain't the way you're doing it. Nah.
Hey, so let me ask you this question, though. Would y'all tell the parent? Like, would y'all contact the other parent and let them know what you're doing?
You damn right.
Yeah.
I'm calling their parents and saying that boy's not allowed over the house.
Why? But would they say why, though? Like, would you tell them, like, yo, I caught
go
your
talk
son
to your son
doing my time?
And I'd be like, go talk to your son. You ask him.
Yeah. Question. What if you got the phone call from another parent and was like, yo, I caught your son having sex with my son? Would your next response be like, who was on top, who was on bottom? Because I think I'd be more disappointed in my son if he was on bottom, you know? Like, if he's gay, then, you know what I mean, so be it. But if he's the one that's taking it, you know, I think that would disappoint me more than anything, you know?
Like, right, you
want to be a hammer. You don't want to be the nail.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah,
hold up, but let me ask y'all this. Would y'all, all right, let's say your son came up to you and admitted that he was gay. Would you ask him if he is the person that is a hammer and not the nail? I mean,
hell no. My son's gay. I don't want to know any specifics. I'm going to just tell him, like, yo, you can't be humping no dudes in the house. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to accept you for who you are, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? I can't, like, you can't be tonguing down no dudes in front of me. It's just, I'm just not comfortable with it, you know what I mean? Just certain things I'm just not comfortable with, you know? And don't be over here like, I don't want to have to be, like, you know what I mean, like picking up somebody else's drawers. Because you imagine that, yo, you picking up, like, yo, clean up your room. Like, oh, those aren't even my drawers.
Oh, God. Nah, can't do it.
Nah, I can't do it at all.
Yeah. So, Mr. Bonner, what's going on there? Good, sir. You doing all right, man? Thanks for joining us on the off-ramp, man. Glad to hear you finally came on in.
Came on up, man. Good stuff, man.
Good to hear. Yo, so we only got 4 minutes, right? So I gotta make this quick, yo. So we gotta get off. Got a big announcement coming up soon. So yo, just want a quick question that'll probably lead in tomorrow's discussion. Hey, LBB, is your significant other your best friend?
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
And
even though we're not together
you?
Right now. But she is.
Yeah. So she's your best ex-friend?
Yep.
That's real talk.
Hey, Mr. Bonner, is your significant other your best friend?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, what about you, Ella Extra?
Yeah, she is, actually. Been through a lot. Oh, we got 3 kids, and we in the grind. We struggling.
Hey, Hope, is your significant other your best friend?
Yes, she is, man. For sure.
Damn, I'm the only one. Hell no, my wife ain't my best friend.
Why not, yo?
My wife, she's the most important person in this world to me, but she ain't my best friend. I feel kind of
different thing about her.
Huh?
Yeah, live with that. Yeah, live with her.
That don't mean she's my best friend and she's the one I'm humping. I married her. I know I got to live with her. That don't mean she's my best friend.
So she's one of your best friends?
No, she's not a friend at all. She's my wife. I stick my penis in her. I don't stick my penis in my friends.
So do you have another woman as your best friend?
Do I have another woman as my best friend? Nah, I don't have any women best friends. I do have women that are friends, but I would honestly throw y'all my best friends, man. Fuck y'all. Y'all don't consider me your best friend? Y'all would kiss my ass, man.
Well, you didn't say your only
that's
best
that
friend,
me, yo. What happened to N.O.B., yo? We all we got.
Yeah, you by A's, bro.
I guarantee Cheryl knows more about you than any of us, yo.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You might not know about all the dirt that you've done in the past.
See, now my wife's sitting right next to me. Here you go with that. You $3,000 away from your wife, and you bring up the word dirt. My wife's 2 feet from me, and the first thing you say, she might not know about all the dirt.
Look, I said
you live with her, you don't.
You're right. I got to live with her, you don't. Look, in a minute and 20 seconds, first thing I'm going to say is good night. Y'all have a good one. Then I'm going to get it. So what dirt do you haven't told me? Thanks, Hove. Yeah, I appreciate the good night's sleep I'm about to get, Hove. You know? Should be about a good hour and 10 minutes.
Look, so you should be able to confidently say, baby, I told you everything.
What?
Look, now anything you say outside of that is on you.
Right. He got that cold. Hey, Beach Bundle, you got to realize, yo, Cole got that nice East Coast weather in his lungs right now. Yo, he could probably delusional right now. Yo, delusional.
You see what happens when your best friends fold, man? That's what happens, yo. It's not throwing you on the
spot. That's a country song, yo. You got to know when to fold them. No way to hold them.
Oh, man. But, yo, we can definitely get in that topic tomorrow because I think y'all are totally wrong, y'all. Maybe we have different definitions on best friends. I'm definitely disappointed in y'all. I think y'all are lying to yourselves. But it's cool because you're only doing it to keep your woman happy, and I get that. But we got to close it up tonight. Thanks to my co-host, M. Extra Money. Mr. Rice was out sick tonight. Thanks to my man Ho for calling in. My man LBB. My man Dr. Bonner called in. Thanks to all of our sponsors, Stick to a Fitness, all the people in good health. thanks to Billionaire Brown, the real silver dollar, Rich Before 30. Get at us tomorrow, same time, same place, you know, 11 p.m. to 11:30 Eastern. Got a big announcement. Peace.
All right.
Hey, I should have started earlier. On the other topics. What you mean?
All right, good time.